This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish state media is reporting fire crews tackled blazes for a fourth day as the number of people killed in forest fires sweeping through southern Turkey rose to six on Saturday. The wildfires broke out on Wednesday and have since injured more than 300 and forced the evacuation of villages and hotels. 10 fires are still going, and another 88 have been brought under control, according to Turkish fire officials. Investigators are trying to establish if some of the fires were started deliberately. More than 2,600 fires have erupted each year on average in the last decade, but that figure jumped by 800 to almost 3,400 last year. U.S. military explosive experts said Saturday they believe a drone strike this week targeted an Israeli-managed oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing two on board. The U.S. Navy says American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and the guided missile destroyer USS Mischer are now escorting the tanker as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Iran has not directly discussed the incident, though tensions remain high over its shattered nuclear deal. Thursday's attack killed two crew members, one from Britain and one from Romania. U.S. and European sources familiar with intelligence reporting said on Friday Iran was their leading suspect for the incident, which a U.S. defense official said appeared to have been carried out by a drone, but stressed their governments were seeking conclusive evidence. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Thai hospital morgue is overwhelmed by COVID-19 deaths and has begun storing bodies in refrigerated containers, resorting to a measure it last took during the devastating 2004 tsunami as the country grapples with its biggest coronavirus outbreak. Thailand on Saturday reported a daily record of nearly 19,000 new cases and a record of 178 new deaths. At a university hospital near the capital, Bangkok, a 10-freezer morgue usually handles up to 7 autopsies a day, but the latest wave of the coronavirus pandemic means it now has to deal with more than 10 bodies daily. Almost 20% of bodies with an unidentified cause of death later test positive for COVID-19, according to the morgue and medical staff who say they are overwhelmed. Hospitals in Bangkok and the surrounding provinces are running out of capacity due to the surge in infections. Vietnam will from Monday extend strict curbs on movement in its business hub Ho Chi Minh City and another 18 cities and provinces throughout its south for another 2 weeks to help combat its worst COVID-19 outbreak, the government said. After successfully containing the virus for much of the pandemic, Vietnam is facing a rapid spread of infections that has led to movement restrictions in and around one-third of the country. Authorities of Ho Chi Minh City and other places have urged citizens to stay where they are and strictly follow the curbs, according to a government statement on Saturday. The Southeast Asian country reported about 8,600 new infections late on Saturday, with most of the confirmed cases detected in the south, especially Ho Chi Minh City, where social distancing measures have been enforced since May 31st. Hundreds of black-clad Malaysians staged an anti-government protest Saturday in defiance of a ban on public gatherings under coronavirus curbs, piling pressure on the embattled prime minister to resign. The mostly young protesters wearing masks and keeping a distance from one another waved banners reading, quote, failed government, as well as black flags. It was the first sizable demonstration in Malaysia for some time, as many has been reluctant to take to the streets due to virus curbs and for fear of getting infected. But anger is growing at the government's handling of the virus outbreak, which is escalating despite the lockdown. There was a heavy police presence and officers blocked attempts by Malaysian protesters to enter a central square before the rally peacefully dispersed. Organizers say about 1,000 demonstrators took part, but police put the number at about 400. They told local media the protesters will be called in for questioning as they had violated the ban on gatherings. Malaysia's outbreak is being driven by the Delta variant. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. We'll